Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Anthony Scaramucci, a former hedge fund manager, is the new White House communications chief. And Sean Spicer, the press secretary and acting communications director, has resigned. Sarah Huckabee Sanders was immediately named by Scaramucci as Spicer's successor. Meantime, President Trump's legal advisors are said to be looking into possible conflicts of interest within special counsel Robert Mueller's investigative team that could use to discredit Mueller's inquiry into Russian election meddling. We get more now from White House correspondent Peter Heinlein.
The New York Times reports Trump aides are conducting wide-ranging checks into the professional and political ties of the team Mueller has assembled for his Russia probe. The checks are said to be in preparation for what is described as a looming showdown between the president and Mueller. The Trump team is said to be scrutinizing everything from donations to Democratic Party candidates by investigators to the personal relationship between Mueller and former FBI Chief James Comey, whom Trump fired. A member of Trump's outside legal team, Jay Sekulow, said the lawyers will consistently evaluate the issue of conflicts and raise them in the appropriate venue, even complaining to Mueller directly if needed. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, The White House.
Officials in Israel say three Israelis have died, one more wounded, after a Palestinian broke into a home in West Bank and stabbed the inhabitants. Elsewhere, clashes between Israeli security forces and Palestinians broke out after Israeli barred Muslim men under the age of 50 from entering a contested Jerusalem holy place for prayers. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson held meetings in Washington with his counterpart from Oman to discuss, among other issues, the diplomatic standoff between four Arab nations and Qatar. Last week, Tillerson was in Qatar, where he signed a memorandum in which the U.S. and Doha agreed to address many of the terrorism-related concerns that Qatar's Arab neighbors have expressed. Tillerson talked about progress the country has been making.
Well, I think as a follow-on to our trip over there last week, there has been some, I think, positive movement. The Qataris have continued to move forward on the MOU that the U.S. and Qatar entered into to address many of the terrorism, terror financing, counterterrorism concerns that people have, and they have been very aggressive in implementing that agreement. So I think we're satisfied with the effort they're putting forth.
U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. Both U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis and National Counterterrorism Center Director Nick Rasmussen said there are no proof right now that Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi has been killed. There have been multiple reports in recent weeks from Russia, Syria, Iran, and even from a human rights organization that Baghdadi was killed in Iraq or Syria. Some analysts also have suggested IS leaders have tried to signal to their supporters that Baghdadi is still in charge. Venezuela's opposition-controlled Congress has appointed a new slate of judges to the Supreme Court, and the government-stacked High Court is wasting no time in declaring those nominations null and in violation of the Constitution. Opposition lawmaker Sonia Medina says the magistrates, who are supporters of President Nicolas Maduro, are usurping, that is, those who really should be there. And Juan Jose Mendoza is head of the constitutional branch of the Supreme Court. He called on civil and military authorities to respond with actions that he did not specify. Opposition lawmakers have been at odds with the Supreme Court since they won a majority in Congress in 2015. They appointed the slate of judges in an escalating fight against President Maduro's plan to rewrite the Constitution, a move they see as a power grab. So far, the death toll from months of anti-government protest has topped 100. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.